Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Gwen and Chris wanted to rank things, and that means whatever they want.
Come on, don't get weird.
They bring you their top five of the day because it's time to start the countdown.
That's what you came up with?
That is what I came
up
with.
It's pretty good. I liked it.
All right, so to explain, every Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and the reason we are going to do it on those days is because we have four-hour shows on those days. We are going to pick something, and we are going to rank our top five and kick it around and invite your conversation as well. 833-288-0973. Remember, we're only ranking five. We'll tell you today's category in a second here, but we're only ranking five, which means we're probably leaving some people out.
Which is what we want.
Or some teams out, or some games out, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And every now and again, we might just do something like
or
our
food.
Favorite five Scraby shirts.
Right. Or our favorite five Scraby mess-ups.
Oh, man.
That'd be
that
a tough
we
five.
We will not be able to get into five.
I was going
to
say, my shirt category, I only got five, so.
I only got five. But today's category, we thought, since it's the opening day of the NBA season, we would go with top five players in the NBA, but
five.
Hang on. It's not
Thomas.
Thomas's fault.
Get
no,
Thomas.
Scraby pointed. You pointed. I saw you point.
You pointed at him too.
You know something? It's never Thomas's fault anyway.
Five.
It's the top five.
That was Thomas's fault.
It's the top five NBA players not named LeBron James. Because otherwise, it's obvious who number one is. So,
yeah.
Here we go.
It makes it more likely.
Let us kick this around a little bit, Thomas.
It makes it more likely that we end up with a closer to similar list if LeBron James is included.
Right. If LeBron James is included, then there's not a whole lot of fun here. But top five NBA players heading into the season not named LeBron James. Okay, here we go with the countdown, Thomas.
Five.
Attaboy.
I don't know why that's so funny.
That is pretty funny. Who's going first? Scraby? We can't.
Showtime! Chris, you can go first.
My number five is Boston Celtic guard Kyrie Irving.
Okay, he changed his list on me.
I did not.
I think you did.
Well, I wrote it right here.
But here we go.
Celtics on the move. Kyrie, 29 and counting. Pull up three. Money. Come on. Get in the house right now, Kyrie.
Oh,
quit it.
Oh.
32 for Kyrie Irving.
Put him number five, maybe even lower part of the list, Tony, because of the injury situation. And I'm still, you know, I want to see what he does leading the Celtics, but I think he's going to lead the Celtics to great things. So he's a top five guy for me.
Certainly can't be mad with that pick. My number five pick was Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis gets it back and hits a three. Very frustrating.
I thought that made a play drawn up out of the timeout by Joe Brunson. Just kind of playing a hunch that Giannis is due to knock down a clutch jumper in this situation.
It's very easy to forget about Giannis because he plays for the Milwaukee Bucks.
I thought you would forget about it because he's on my list, and I thought I was going to sound smart when I brought him up.
This guy is a freak of nature. 6'11". This is the probably the closest thing we have to Kevin Durant in the game. Not nearly as an efficient shooter as Kevin Durant is. I think that's why he's a little bit lower on his list. As that jump shot gets better, you're going to be looking at the next Kevin Durant, if he can get his jump shot to that level.
And apparently the Bucks have a little help for him this year.
They do.
A new coach in Budenholzer.
Great coach.
So he might, you know, he's got to make a little noise in the playoffs, but he is an unbelievable talent.
Four.
My number four is nicknamed The Beard. I know he's probably going to be a little higher on most people's list. He is the reigning MVP, but I've never been 1,000% enamored with the rest of James Harden's game. I know he can score like no other, but he ranks number four on my list.
Right back to Gordon. Now to Harden on the right wing, 4-3. Shoots it. Hits it! James Harden, what a game. 41 now for the Beard. 103-85 Houston with just 4 minutes remaining in game number one.
And here is where our list is very alike. I also have James Harden as the number four pick.
Okay.
Nine on the shot clock. Harden again on Mitchell. Tries the paint. Pushed off. Oh, hit the floater. They're going to call the foul on Mitchell. They're going to count the basket.
What's up with the guy in his F's?
Sounded like he was going to do a Kevin Garnett right there during the play-by-play.
But listen.
He
caught himself.
Man, that was close.
And listen, James Harden could very well be higher on this list.
Right.
He's been one of those guys that's come into their own. He wanted to be a star. He gets traded out of OKC, being the guy, sixth man off the bench, and he's turned his career into gold, basically, and has led his team to the conference finals. He's looking to get over that hump. Unfortunately for him, Golden State stands in his way.
I'm not enamored with him at the other end of the floor, but when you score 57 points and have 32 assists,
it's kind of hard.
It's kind of like Manny Machado running. You don't really have to do that.
I will say that there was an effort to step up on defense a lot more last year than any year he's had. I think that has a lot to do with Chris Paul being on his team.
Three.
All right, my number three is Giannis. Just because I'm projecting ahead how amazing this guy is and how talented he is, and I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Playoff game. Atmosphere. Playoff game.
Has been the whole night. Come on, Giannis. Put it away, brother.
Yes! Antetokounmpo over DeRozan. The Bucks are back up three again with 12.8 remaining.
Might be the worst play-by-play radio of all time. They didn't say anything. They just said he made the basket.
Is that radio?
That was radio play-by-play.
Yeah, that's poor.
That was really bad.
You're number three.
Oh, that's right. You already gave your pick. My number three, Steph Curry.
Draymond has to go with five. Pass back to Curry. Curry fumbles it, gets it, checks the clock with three, with two. Backs up, shoots a fadeaway rainbow three. Got it! Oh, he hit it! It was a circus shot by Curry! It had no chance! It had no chance of going in! But he nailed it! And the Warriors lead by 14.
26.4, 5.1, 6.1. Those are the averages for points, rebounds, averages, and assists, excuse me, per game. 50-40, 90-50%. 40% and 90 from the free throw line. One of the only guys other than Steve Nash to accomplish that. I just think this guy, especially when you consider he's only 6'3", his shooting has revolutionized basketball again. I mean, kids are literally walking onto the court now thinking they can shoot from half court from the very moment they step on the basketball court, and they think it's acceptable.
And it's not a bad shot.
For him, it's not a bad shot because literally once he steps across half, shoot, even when he's behind the half court line, he's in range. I just think for a 6'3 point guard, a guy who shoots as well, it's hard to put him any lower on the list than three for me.
So going through and trying to find highlights of the ones that Thomas helped me pick, all of them say circus shot on them. So that's part of the title. That's just what he does.
He truly has made... Kobe was famous for making the most difficult shots, but he's making the most difficult shots at a super high percentage that makes him almost unguardable.
Yeah.
God, I'm really bad with Chris.
No, just before you go to number two, I'm just going to... He is my number two. So I just... For all the same things that Tony said, I want to add to the fact that I believe if you put together an all-time top 12 NBA team, Steph Curry would be on a lot of people's teams because he's one of the greatest shooters and maybe in the history of the game
already. A true assassin.
It is absolutely incredible. And you talked about stepping over half court. I've never seen a guy hit more beyond half court shots than him.
he honestly makes it like look like practice.
It's a fairly decent opportunity when he shoots from his side of the court. So he's my number two. I'm jumping ahead there just to piggyback on Tony.
Love guard of Iguodala. Spins by a baseline, but Iguodala stolen. He took it away from him. Beats Draymond Green. Left sideline to Curry. Curry stops. He's open. Takes a three. It's up and good for Curry. His first three of the night. And the Warriors lead by four.
Okay, your first one, number
two. Anthony Davis. He's made a lot of noise about being the best player in the NBA, but I truly think this guy is, other than LeBron James, is the next most unguardable player in the NBA at, 7 foot he's ranging at? This is a guy who was a point guard in high school, hit an unbelievable growth spurt, and now he's had to be a center, but he maintained all his guard skill level with the ball handling. I just think this is the next thing we're looking at as far as best player in the league. He'll be the guy that overtakes LeBron James as the best player in the world.
Over to Holiday, angle right. Drives and kicks to Rondo. Shot fake from three off the left wing. Drives and kicks to AD, angle right. Left-hand dribble down the lane, and then down a right-hand dunk. Katala. 31 for Anthony Davis. And the Pelicans lead it 110-87.
Good pick, Tony.
Thank
excellent.
You.
I'm in a lot of trouble now. I'm in a world of hurt now. Because we're down to number one, and I haven't yet mentioned Anthony Davis, nor Kevin Durant. Much going to be tough for me to keep either of those guys off my list, but
you aired on the right side, though.
I forgot Anthony Davis. My bad, because Kevin Durant has to be my number one.
Yeah.
Durant, I think he's the best player in the
standing
league.
Standing on the logo, waves Curry away. He's got Rodney Hood guarding him. Gets Iguodala to the right side. Pulls up downtown. Durant for three. Way downtown. He doubles the Warriors' advantage to 106-100. It's a playoff career high. 43 points for Kevin Durant.
I will piggyback exactly Chris Elwell's number one pick. And here's why. Well, I'll let you play the highlight first.
Curry right sideline quickly on J.R. Smith. Tries to back him up. Left-hand dribble.
He could have taken that shot, but he thought better of it.
Off a screen by Durant. Pick and roll. KD to the rim with a two-hand slam. A little elevation sensation for Kevin Durant. And the Warriors lead 111-93. And the Cavaliers will take their final timeout.
First, I got to say, I love the elevation sensation. I like that call.
I'm just proud of you that you didn't put, like, Kyle Kuzma on your list.
Nah, you know, I'm a big Laker guy, but I also want you guys to respect my opinion. Okay. If I put stuff like that, nobody will respect it. Listen, in my opinion, KD, from a skill set-wise, has been the best player in the NBA for 2 or 3 years. And it's just because he can do one thing that LeBron can't do, and that's shoot free throws. And he shoots them at a very, very high percentage. Everything else LeBron can do, KD can do. So I just think it took...
But he does it at 7 foot,
which is
just ridiculous.
He does it at 7 foot. And I also think that it just took him going on to a championship team that made people realize it, to make people look at him on the same level as LeBron.
You know, it's funny, the fact that he went to a championship team is the one negative also about Kevin Durant. Not in my mind.
But I mean,
in a lot of people's minds, for some reason, the fact that he went to the Warriors, they hold that against him. I'm kind of glad he went to the Warriors only because we've really got a chance to see just how incredibly good he is. I think he'd be pretty good still. I mean, OKC had two of these guys plus Russell Westbrook on their team, and now they don't. And that's why OKC isn't in the championship circle. But Kevin Durant's number one on both of our lists. How about yours out there?
I just think that, especially as it pertains to Kevin Durant, the thing, as you said, he could do it at 7 foot, but especially in regards to him changing teams, I don't think it was necessarily the championship team. I think it was the fact that he joined such a loaded championship team that really irritated. I'm not going to lie, I was one of those people in that camp for a little bit, and then after getting to watch him on that stage, I was happy he did it. I really was.
Now, who did we leave out?
Scraby, we left you got out anybody? A bunch.
I mean, we had to leave some people out.
You left out Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler, okay.
Now, you said that you forgot about AD. Are you kicking out Kyrie?
No, I'm just going to stick with my list. Kyrie Irving's good enough.
We forgot Russell.
Anthony Davis could be 5.5 on my list. But Russell Westbrook. We did not forget Russell Westbrook. I actually thought of him and purposely kept him out.
I only kept him out of that fifth spot because of the knee surgery.
What about our guy, Kawhi?
Kawhi would have easily made my list. Well, I wouldn't say easily because it's a
top five.
It's a tough list to crack, but the fact that he didn't play at all last year, I have to just wait and see what he brings to the table this year. But I certainly would love to consider Kawhi as a top five player, but that's why he did not make it.
Joel Embiid?
You got him too, yeah. Ben Simmons?
He's not there.
No, he can't even make a 10-foot jump shot.
What about Klay Thompson?
Oh!
Well, he's not there either.
We can't have all five Warriors.
Well, Draymond.
Well, that's the thing.
I would put Draymond ahead of Klay Thompson.
That's the thing is, if you can't be top two on your own team, you can't be in the top five.
That's true. I mean, that makes sense.
And you can't be in the top five because there are more players out there than just your team that are probably better.
I have a couple more guys. Damian Lillard.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Paul.
Phenomenal. Chris Paul.
Mello.
And I want to just ignore that.
I put that in our email this morning, and I got crickets on it.
I want to just ignore that, but I want to say one name because I want to hear something after I say this name, Scraby.
I better. Oh, hold on. Wait,
because this guy is, if not in the top five yet, I'm delaying so I can help Scraby once again. But he may someday be in the Big Five. Donovan Mitchell!
I've never seen anyone ever do that!
Okay. That was the shot he made last year when he rebounded his own shot and dunked it. Ah, my favorite.
Paul George?
Paul George, not up in this category.
I mean, we talk about Draymond Green. Paul George is definitely in that conversation.
Well, Draymond's in a different category. He's in the kind of the hustle Jimmy Butler category.
But it's the top five category.
And Marcus Smart category. Yeah, that's why he's not in the top five.
What about Cat?
No.
Who?
For a second.
Because I thought about his skill set.
What, Carl Anthony?
And then I thought about what Jimmy Butler's been saying.
Yeah.
No.
I can't do that. DeMar DeRozan's always, you know, is a name you can throw around.
These are like more top 15 guys.
Now, here's two guys that I'm going to just put their names out there, and you're going to laugh because they don't belong even in the conversation unless this was a different category. If this was active NBA players that are all-time top five, I believe you'd have to put Dirk Nowitzki and Dwayne Wade both on the list.
Definitely.
And maybe leave a couple of these guys off.
Because they're active. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm just throwing them out there.
I think you're right.
I didn't consider either of them for this list, but if the category were active all-time NBA guys, they might be in the hunt. Because those guys are way up there. Dwayne Wade's
way up
for
there.
Sure up there.
And so is Dirk.
Dirk's high on the list, too.
What about Jason Tatum? He took on LeBron last year, and he looked pretty good as a rookie.
He's working his way up.
Keep ascending.
Yes, he's in the Donovan Mitchell class.
But this is the beauty about this list is that we'll have another one tomorrow, and we'll have another one Friday.
Right. The countdown.
The countdown will take place every day at 5:30, and tomorrow we'll have a new category. Like I said, I think we caught everybody. Will, did
what about
you?
Nikola Jokic from Denver.
Jokic from Denver.
Negative.
Okay.
Yeah, and
I would look at his. I would look at his stats last year.
It's not just about stats.
Look at what he does for the team too.
Okay, let's talk about what he did.
Denver didn't make the playoffs.
They were one game away.
Well, they didn't make it.
They watched the playoffs.
That's like you and Scraby talking about. Oh, the 49ers are so cute. They almost won last. No, they didn't win last night.
I think they can take the next step in the Western Conference.
Well, our previous guest thinks they will. So maybe
he did
Jokic
say that.
Maybe a.
They do also have the little guy Isaiah Thomas who can ball.
Oh, good.
Is he on Denver now?
He's on Denver now.
What team isn't he going to be on? Just keeps moving around.
Why are you rolling your eyes at him? What did he do to you?
He wrecked the Cavs. They blamed it on him.
It's his fault?
They said that he called a meeting to tell Kevin Love that he needs to get over his panic attack.
Who said that?
All the other players.
No, they did not, Scraby.
Yes, they did.
Fake news.
Okay, that's not fake news. I got an idea of what we should do for tomorrow, though.
Scraby! Hang on. Don't get to that yet, Scraby. Right, we're still on this one.
All right.
I'm just trying to think of anybody we could have possibly left out.
I think that's it.
You think we covered everybody? I'm trying to think.
We've already brought up all the names that are probably just outside the top five.
Yeah.
Oh, what about DeMar DeRozan?
I brought him up.
Victor Oladipo.
Oladipo's close.
He just had one good year, though.
Not bad.
He needs to put up multiple years.
I just feel like he was stuck under Wessel Respo.
What about when he was in Orlando then? What was his excuse then? Because there was nobody he was playing with there.
I don't know. After seeing there was a big jump last year.
There was. I don't deny that.
Okay, I'm going to throw one guy out. I think there's one last guy that could be considered for even outside best of the rest top five. And I'm going to give you a clue to who he is. I don't even know what team he's on.
That's a clue.
Because he's been on a certain team for like 10 years. And now I'm looking at their roster and he's not here anymore. So I don't know where he went. But he is highlight reel. He is above the rim.
Vince Carter.
He is double-double every night. He is 20-10.
Wait, is this the top five of
like he's
being
best
inside
of the rest? No, he's best
greatest of
the rest.
All time top five.
Like no. Oh, okay. Right now, best of the rest, okay. Top five. His problem basically was that he would come close. He'd never won anything.
Are we talking about the ageless one?
No,
Vince Carter.
No. He mentioned.
I guess him already.
I'll just tell you who it is because you got. I don't know to give you another clue because I really don't know what team he went to. How about Blake Griffin?
Oh, Detroit.
He's on the Pistons.
Pistons, thank you. I honestly didn't know where he wound up. Is he even in the he's got to be in the conversation with some of the other names we mentioned. Not quite?
I don't think so. Okay. I think he's just outside.
All right. There is our countdown for today. Scraby, you want to go ahead and throw out what you think would be good for tomorrow? Because I'm sure this is going to be laughable.
It usually is.
I don't want to do it anymore. I was going to say, we could really get into it with the best big three players out there. How about that, guys?
I'm glad you should have never even said it.
Nate Robinson.
How can you say that when I've never even watched the league?
Most of us haven't seen enough of the teams play to know who the best players are.
Corey Maggette.
Knock it off.
Amari Stoudemire.
I'm going with Mahmoud Abdul-Raouf.
Scraby, that was so bad.
No, it wasn't. That was a great
bad.
Idea.
No.
But
wow. It was
also so Scraby.
Right, it's right up his alley.
So you guys are saying no?
Pretty much.
Pretty much going to say no to that one, but we'll have a much more interesting countdown than that.
Good job, guys. Good job on the first day of the countdown.
But I enjoyed that. That was fun. Good stuff. And my apologies to Anthony Davis because he's got to be in the top five and he didn't make mine.
To be fair, Sports Illustrated had him outside the top five.
Did they?
Yeah, they had him at six.
Really?
Yes.
Did they have Kyrie ahead of him like I did? Or
Kyrie was not in the top 10.
Huh.
And I think that might be because he was hurt.
He was hurt last year.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.